You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
In this episode, we'll be focusing on the language of taking an order and discussing standard terms such as delivery time, payment method, and so on. The listening takes us back to the Foxtrot showroom in Las Vegas. As you'll recall, Foxtrot is the American distributor for Viva, an Italian clothing or apparel manufacturer. Bill is a buyer for a chain of department stores who have now decided to purchase from Viva. Foxtrot representative Adriana and her Viva partner Mario discuss Bill's order with him. Before we get started, it's important to emphasize that this conversation is not really a negotiation, but rather a situation where most parts of the deal are already agreed to. So in this episode, we'll be studying vocabulary for summarizing the terms of a typical commercial order and learning phrases for managing customer-vendor relationships, for example, by reassuring the customer to build goodwill. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on our website at www.businessenglishpod.com. 1. When he says, "We operate on a narrow window for deliveries," what does Bill mean? 2. The term chargeback refers to all or part of a fee being refunded or returned to the buyer. For what situation is Bill quite strict on chargebacks? 3. When would Bill like the first delivery to be made, and why?
So, as I was saying, we have a very good relationship with Foxtrot, but you should also know that we have strict terms.
Yes, I've already briefed Mario thoroughly on your vendor terms.
Uh-huh. And I wanted to add that a lot of our European customers have strict terms, too. It's something we're used to.
Sure. Well, for clarity's sake, let's just go through them quickly.
Okay.
As Adriana knows, we operate on a narrow window for deliveries.
I don't think that'll be a problem. Foxtrot has a great distribution set up here in the States.
Okay. Glad we're clear on that, because we're quite strict on chargebacks for late deliveries.
Certainly.
Now, let's discuss the order. I've got one of your order forms here.
Great. May I have a look? So you're mainly interested in our Viva Sports line?
Yes, that's right. We've got 10 stores out on the West Coast, and we'd like to try it out there first.
Okay. And you're looking at 200 pieces per store?
That's right. For both delivery periods, July and August. So a total of 400 pieces for each location.
All right.
But because it's a new product, we'd like to get it out on the floor a little early. So we're shooting for a June 15th delivery, if possible.
Uh-huh. Should be no problem. And I see you've got two different coordinated sports groupings per delivery period?
Right. For a total of 4 color groupings on the whole order.
Pretty much the same product mix for every store, sizes 2 to 14. It seems a little heavy on the big sizes.
No worries. We're familiar with European sizes, so we're confident this is a good mix for our customers.
Okay. So our normal payment terms are 8 to 10, EOM, net 30, and we like to operate on letter of credit.
That's fine. We can accept that. But we do have a co-pay plan for product advertising that I think you might be interested in.
Really? Tell us more.
There is much useful language in this dialogue, both for discussing and summarizing the standard terms of a commercial agreement, and for managing customer-vendor relationships. Let's go through the listening piece by piece to examine important phrases and vocabulary. First, how did the discussion begin?
We have a very good relationship with Foxtrot, but you should also know that we have strict terms.
Yes. I've already briefed Mario thoroughly on your vendor terms.
As already mentioned, a vendor is a company that provides another organization with products or services for a fee. Meanwhile, Terms refers to standard conditions of sale relating to delivery time, method of payment, and so on. Bill wants Mario to know that his company's terms are strict, or very firm, and exact. Adriana says she has already briefed Mario on Bill's terms. That is, she has already told Mario all about them. Notice how Bill starts the conversation by emphasizing the relationship. He says, "We have a very good relationship with Foxtrot." This is a great way of giving a warm feeling to the discussion by beginning the dialogue on a positive note. What are some other useful phrases for stressing the good relationship?
We look forward to working with you.
It's great to have this chance to do business with you.
We're sure this is the beginning of great things.
You are one of our most loyal customers.
We are committed to providing you with great value.
How does Mario respond to Bill's strict terms? And what does Bill do next?
And I wanted to add that a lot of our European customers have strict terms, too. It's something we're used to.
Sure. Well, for clarity's sake, let's just go through them quickly.
Bill wants to go through or summarize the terms, just for clarity's sake, or just to make sure everything is perfectly clear. Summarizing terms is an important part of any order or agreement. Often, of course, different parties or groups to a discussion may have different views or perceptions of what is being discussed. Big disagreements can result from little misunderstandings. Therefore, it's always important to check and confirm that everyone understands the discussion clearly. Let's listen to some other phrases for summarizing terms.
Okay. Let's go over the main points again.
Let's run through everything to make sure we're all on the same page.
So let's just summarize the discussions thus far.
To make sure everyone is on the same page is an idiom that means to make sure everyone understands each other. Here's another helpful hint. The single word "so" can be used all by itself to start a summary.
So, you're asking for a total order of 400 pieces with delivery by August 30th, right?
Now, let's get back to the dialogue. What are some of the terms that Bill summarizes?
As Adriana knows, we operate on a narrow window for deliveries.
I don't think that'll be a problem. Foxtrot has a great distribution set up here in the States.
A narrow window refers to a short period of time. To operate on a narrow window for deliveries thus means to accept deliveries only during a brief time frame, not too early and not too late. Mario responds to Bill's concern by reassuring him, that is, by comforting him. Mario shows confidence that his company Viva and his American distributor Foxtrot can work together to meet Bill's expectations. In this context, Mario mentions Foxtrot's great distribution setup. A setup, we can say, is a system. Distribution refers to delivery. So great distribution setup means strong delivery system. As part of his effort to reassure Bill, Mario uses the phrase, "I don't think that will be a problem." What are some other useful phrases for demonstrating confidence to the customer?
No worries. We have a ton of experience in this area.
I'm confident that we'll be able to get the job done.
Yes, we have excellent traffic control, and we're very comfortable with just-in-time shipping arrangements.
In the last example sentence, traffic control means the ability to control the timing of a delivery. Just-in-time shipping is a way of delivering goods so that they arrive just when they are needed, which helps the customer or buyer avoid the cost of storing them in a warehouse. Bill wants to be perfectly clear, so he continues to put emphasis on his strict requirements.
Okay, Glad we're clear on that, because we're quite strict on chargebacks for late deliveries.
Certainly.
A chargeback is basically a kind of refund. If some terms in the sales agreement are not met, the buyer sometimes has the option to reverse the transaction or charge back part or all of the cost to the seller. In this case, Bill is underlining that his company is strict or careful and exact about chargebacks for late deliveries, that is, if the product is delivered late. The phrase Bill uses, "we're quite strict on," is a useful way to emphasize an important term or condition. Let's practice some additional language for indicating strict terms.
Just-in-time delivery is essential to our operations, so it's very important to adhere to this schedule.
I want to be absolutely clear that we only accept goods that meet strict quality standards.
Now the discussion moves on to the actual details of the order. Mario reviews Bill's order forms and clarifies different parts of the purchase. He says, "So you're mainly interested in our Viva sports line, and you're looking at 200 pieces per store." In both cases, and throughout the rest of the dialogue, Mario is checking back and confirming. Checking back helps make sure there aren't any questions and enables him to raise any points that might need further discussion. What are some of the points that Mario confirms? And what special request does Bill have?
Okay. And you're looking at 200 pieces per store?
That's right. For both delivery periods, July and August. So a total of 400 pieces for each location.
All right.
In many cases, clothing orders will be delivered to stores in two batches, or groups. For a fall order, the first delivery will be in July, and the second in August. These are called delivery periods. Bill, however, is hoping for something a little different. What is it? Continue listening.
But because it's a new product, we'd like to get it out on the floor a little earlier. So we're shooting for a June 15th delivery, if possible.
Uh-huh. Should be no problem.
Viva is a new line for Bill's stores, so he wants more time to promote the product and to let his customers get to know it. He says he'd like to get it out on the floor a little earlier. Floor refers to the shop floor. To get something on the floor is to put it on display and up for sale. Meanwhile, Bill is shooting for a June 15th delivery. To shoot for something is to try or hope for something. What happens next? Mario continues to confirm Bill's order.
And I see you've got two different coordinated sports groupings per delivery period?
Right, for a total of four color groupings on the whole order.
Coordinated sports grouping is an industry term for a group of colors that match each other. That is, in each grouping there will be, for example, several colors of blouses, slacks, jackets, and so on. But the colors will all work together or match each other very well. What does Mario discuss next?
Pretty much the same product mix for every store. Sizes 2 to 14. It seems a little heavy on the big sizes.
No worries. We're familiar with European sizes, so we're confident this is a good mix for our customers.
Here, Mario checks the product mix. This refers to the mixture of different products in one order. In this case, they are mostly talking about sizes. For example, Bill doesn't want to order too many large or small sizes, so there will only be a couple of these in each order. On the other hand, more common sizes in the middle of the range will make up a larger part of the whole product mix. Finally, Mario talks about some terms of his own, the payment terms. What does he say?
Okay, so our normal payment terms are 8 to 10, EOM, net 30, and we like to operate on letter of credit.
For a full discussion on payment terms, including EOM and letter of credit, refer to the study notes for this episode at www.businessenglishpod.com. Now, how does the dialogue finish? Bill agrees to Mario's terms. Then he has a proposal of his own. What is it?
That's fine. We can accept that. But we do have a co-pay plan for product advertising that I think you might be interested in.
Really? Tell us more.
Bill wants to get Mario involved in helping to promote or advertise Aviva's clothes. Bill mentions a co-pay plan. Co is a prefix that means with. Bill is proposing that Mario's company, together with Bill's company, pay for product advertising, probably in newspapers. Now let's practice some of the vocabulary we've learned in this episode. You'll hear a series of sentences. In each sentence, one word is blanked out with a beep. Repeat the sentence, but say the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"Just in time is essential to our operations,"
you will say, "Just in time delivery is essential to our operations." Each question will be followed by the correct answer.
"I've already briefed Mario thoroughly on your terms. Answer. I've already briefed Mario thoroughly on your vendor terms.
As Adriana knows, we operate on the narrow for deliveries. Answer. As Adriana knows, we operate on a narrow window for deliveries.
Foxtrot has a great distribution here in the States. Answer. Foxtrot has a great distribution set up here in the States.
We need the same amount of items for both delivery, July and August. Answer. We need the same amount of items for both delivery periods, July and August.
We're for an August 1st delivery if possible. Answer. We're shooting for an August 1st delivery if possible.
We want pretty much the same product for every store. Answer. We want pretty much the same product mix for every store.
Our normal payments are 8/10 end of month, net 30. Answer. Our normal payment terms are 8/10 end of month, net 30.
In this episode, we've covered a wide variety of useful phrases and language for discussing terms and building goodwill when taking an order. We've gone over key vocabulary for talking about delivery, chargebacks, and terms of payment, among other things. We've also studied phrases for emphasizing the good relationship, reassuring the customer, and confirming the order. Thanks for listening.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.